You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, there's been plenty of movement on marijuana in Michigan, both medical and recreational. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody is tracking these moving parts. And Steve, let's start with something very important to marijuana businesses, which is money and just what has to happen for banks in Michigan to handle their money. What's the existing roadblock?
Well, the big existing roadblock right now is that federal law basically says banks and credit unions can't do business with companies that deal in marijuana because marijuana is still illegal on the federal level while it's legal on the state level in Michigan and about 30 other states. So a congressional committee, the House Financial Services Committee, passed a bill that would allow banks and credit unions in states like Michigan where marijuana is legal to do business with marijuana businesses, and that would solve a major problem that marijuana businesses have.
Basically, a workaround for marijuana businesses.
Yes. You know, right now, marijuana businesses operate on a cash-only basis. And if you think about it, there aren't that many legitimate businesses that operate on a cash-only basis. So by allowing marijuana businesses to deal directly with banks and credit unions, it will allow them to do things like get loans, take credit cards, actually do their banking and not be saddled with a lot of cash.
Something tells me marijuana industry leaders and marijuana business owners are very pleased at this development.
Oh, absolutely. The folks I talked to last week said that this will be a big step towards making them just a normal business like any other business in the state.
So this is a House committee. So what are we thinking as far as what could happen to this bill in the House and then once it heads to the Senate?
Well, the bill passed 45-15 in the House Financial Services Committee. So it had all the Democrats on the panel and quite a few Republicans. So its possibility of passing on the House floor is pretty good. It'll probably have the votes it needs to pass. The Senate could be another issue because there are companion bills in the Senate right now, but it's unclear whether the Republican leadership that controls the Senate will take up this legislation.
Okay, now we go to a court of claims judge that has blocked the closure of 50 medical marijuana dispensaries. Again, tell us what this is about.
Well, the dispensaries faced a March 31st deadline to obtain licenses to operate in the state. Now, they've received extension after extension after extension for months and months and months, partly because the state has been taking so long to go through the whole process and grant licenses. So they've been getting a lot of extensions, but state regulators decided months ago that, you know, March 31st was going to be the deadline. That's it. You have to have your license by then. Or beginning April 1st, they were going to start sending out cease and desist letters to those provisioning centers that did not have a license. Well, as the deadline grew close, some provisioning centers filed a brief with the Court of Claims, and the judge put a stay on the state's plan to shut down these provisioning centers. He's scheduled a hearing, and that'll be a chance for the state and for the provisioning centers to make their case, either to go forward and start basically shutting down these unlicensed provisioning centers or to keep them open and put pressure on the state to get more of them licensed.
Because it seems very clear that what I'm hearing from you is that the bottleneck, it's not on the part of the provisioning centers, it's on the part of the Michigan Marijuana Licensing Board that has to go through all these applications.
Yes and no. Yes, they've been very slow in getting these applications approved. But I've also heard from some folks that not all these applications have been meeting all the requirements that the state requires. So that's another reason why they're not getting approval. So it's a complicated process. There are things on both sides that need to change in order for more of these provisioning centers to get licensed. And it all is sitting now before a judge in the Court of Claims.
And that will be on April 9th, that hearing. And finally, a state commission has made a recommendation about whether or not to set a blood level limit for pot. So what's this commission and what is it recommending about blood levels for pot?
Well, this commission's been meeting for quite a while. It was enacted as part of some legislation back in 2016. And what it was trying to do was trying to determine if there could be a test for THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, similar to what we have for blood alcohol level. We're all used to the idea that at a DUI stop, a police officer, you know, would check someone's blood alcohol level, and if it's above 0.08, then that person's in violation of the state's limits on alcohol. The problem with THC, the body ingests it differently. So this panel, after looking at all the science out there, has just determined there's no way to ascertain you know, whether a certain level of THC in a person's system indicates that they're under the influence of the drug. So it puts more of the onus now on police officers doing the standard field sobriety testing, the walk in a straight line, touch your nose, all the other things that they do to determine if someone is impaired. And it takes away that bit of evidence that's very helpful, an actual physical test that they can point to say this person's impaired. Now it's more of a, does the police officer, can he determine just by eyeing the person whether they are under the influence to a point where they are impaired?
So it seems like from what you're saying, the science with this, you know, uncertainty of THC, how it's used in the body, we could wind up with false positives or false negatives if they set a specific level.
Well, I think it's just a matter that the science just isn't there to be able to say that this level of THC indicates an actual impairment level. Because, again, the way the body ingests THC, you could have a lot of THC in your system, but it may no longer be active and affecting your judgment and affecting your ability to drive a car.
States with legal marijuana have seen an increase in stops and arrest for impaired driving. What are police and prosecutors expecting to see here in Michigan?
Well, I would imagine that they're expecting to see what they've seen in other states. But it's, again, it's a difficult thing to assess, partly because, yes, they have seen an increase in the number of DUI arrests for marijuana. But then again, most of the law enforcement folks who I've talked to in other states admitted they weren't really looking for it as much as they are now, or they didn't have the training that they have now to determine if someone is impaired from ingesting marijuana. So yes, it could very well be that more people consuming cannabis products are being caught for DUI. It could be that the improved training that law enforcement officers are getting just means that they are catching more people that they were missing before, or both could be true. There could be more drivers on the road who are impaired because of marijuana, and the police are doing a better job of catching those who are impaired on marijuana.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. As always, Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And if you have questions about marijuana in Michigan, whether medical or recreational, just send us your question. You can email us at stateside@michiganradio.org, and we will do our best to find your answer.